Minnesota News Network, good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The late House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark will lie in state today in the Capitol Rotunda along with their golden retriever Gilbert. The public is invited to pay their respects between noon and 5 p.m. A bipartisan resolution unanimously passed in the U.S. Senate honors the late House Speaker Hortman and Mark. The measure, led by Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, also condemns political violence. It passed the U.S. House with support from all of Minnesota's delegation. The motorcycle season is off to a good start in Minnesota this summer. State Motorcycle Safety Coordinator Jay Bach says they're seeing fewer deadly crashes.
We currently have 15 fatalities in Minnesota. Any fatality is a problem, and I'm not encouraged by the fact that there has been some fatalities, but obviously from the standpoint comparing that to last year at this time, we had 28. So that's encouraging.
Bach says July and August are usually the months with the highest number of deadly crashes. There were 74 motorcycle fatalities on Minnesota roads in 2024. Road construction projects are in full swing across Minnesota, and state officials are reminding drivers, move over, it's the law. Traffic Safety Director Mike Hansen says the importance of the move over law cannot be understated.
You know, the move over law is the result of actually a friend of mine that was killed, a state trooper who was working on the roadside.
Trooper Ted Foss was struck and killed on the shoulder of I-90 in Winona in August of 2000. And police are reporting an arrest in a mass shooting at Boom Island Park in northeast Minneapolis that left a woman dead and six people injured. Officers say 23-year-old Zaire Porter was arrested Thursday in Spring Lake Park on suspicion of the murder of 23-year-old Stagina Shapira of Brooklyn Center. Select fire departments in Minnesota are experimenting with a new foam made from soybeans that'll help put out fires. Wilmer Deputy Fire Chief Matt Grave has studied the new product called Soy Foam and says it's emerging as a potential star of the future.
It's certified to be environmentally safe, biodegradable, no PFAS, no forever chemicals. It's just a really good product that's going to be, I think, very beneficial for us down the road.
And it also helps Minnesota soybean growers as a new way to utilize their crop. There's more info at minnesotasoybean.org. And the Minnesota Twins pounded the Seattle Mariners 10-1 at Target Field Thursday to split the four-game series. The Twins scored 8 runs in the 6th inning and got homers from Brooks Lee and Matt Wallner. Simeon Woods Richardson pitched 5 scoreless innings and struck out 6 for his 3rd win of the season. The game was delayed by rain for more than 4 hours. This is MNN.